Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
A 12-hour loop, and I'm showing you this just to show you how it just sat. As soon as it made its way into those flood boxes, it sat for about 6 hours. So 6 hours of rainfall. We picked up a lot of rain in that time period, and that's why we're seeing the flooding issues this morning. We picked up about 12 inches. This is radar-indicated rain totals, but about 12 inches. This is Gulf Breeze. About 16 inches in Pensacola, 8 inches as we get closer to Perdido. So a lot of heavy rainfall, and that is why we do have those flash flood warnings in effect.
Holy, we weren't prepared for that, Batman. My God. You know, there was a time last night when my wife and I were watching TV. We stay up really late. I mean, like, I go to bed about, well, last night about 1, but, you know, I just don't sleep. And, you know, it was maybe about 11:30, midnight, something like that, and she's like, this kind of reminds me of 2014.
14, yeah.
You know, it just, like, nobody really thought it was going to be that level of catastrophically continuous storms. And, you know, yes, it wasn't a hurricane, but it just felt like a tropical storm. You know, it just felt like it was sitting on top, like, you know, the way, you know, slow-moving storms, right? Just kind of, and, you know, I'd look at the radar and be like, you'll laugh. Around 11, you know, I pulled up the radar on my phone, and I'm like, you know, it looks like we're almost out of it.
I thought the same thing.
And every 20 minutes, if you check the radar, it looked like we're almost out of it. Because it kept reforming. You know, it just kept forming and forming and forming. It's like playing some evil video game where the enemy spawn just keeps on producing bad guys, you know. And it just kept on raining and storming and raining and storming. I remember this one time last night that I don't know. It wasn't that late. It was maybe like 10. And you just hear this kind of clunk outside. And I was like, that didn't sound like rain or any hail or anything like that. I'm like, I know. So we looked out and the trash cans were gone. You know, because they had joined the whitewater rafting party. You know, they had the way our street is designed, we're kind of midway on the hill. And, you know, it's one of those overland evacuation routes for the water. And it just kind of goes down the gutter. And it's like, I'm like, there's a river down there. You want to get the floats out. But no, they had completely washed away down the street. So, you know, I go down the street and, you know, this is in the middle of it's pouring. Because what are you going to do? You're just going to leave it where it is? Who knows? So I go down the street and retrieve it, you know, make sure it was that mine. Because there's like 6 or 7 of them all piled up at the bottom of the hill like kids on go-karts in Bill Cosby's universe. And, you know, so I go and, I don't know, that's ours. And I pull them back up the hill and then I text the neighbors, hey, you know, you guys, your carts are out there. And I didn't know what to do with, I would have gotten theirs too, but I didn't know where to put it that it wouldn't happen again. You know, because I put mine like up on the driveway because that was at least elevated and the big water wasn't coming through there. But I didn't want to put, like, the garbage pails up on some of my neighbors' driveways and then have them drive into it not realizing that's what was there, you know. So, I mean, that's just a small example, but it was a mess. And it was lightning like crazy over and over and over again. Man, 16 inches. I believe it. I mean, I believe it. And seeing some of the video from last night, you had this big tree down on Massachusetts. I think, frankly, you know, it sounds like we lost one person at least in the tree down on the mobile home. And maybe one other person got hit by lightning. But I have to say, it's kind of have to, if that's all it is, I think we kind of have to be grateful that's all it is because it was just so sudden, you know. And, you know, you get these warnings like flash flooding. You're like, well, yeah, I know. Well, yeah. I mean, my goodness. And so it was, you know, it was was really, really bad last night. Ongoing badness.
Now, this is not the only thing we're going to be tracking throughout the next 24 hours. We're still going to keep a close eye on the heavy rain that's continuing, but we have another system that could potentially impact us. Right now, it does look like it is getting a little bit weaker, but we do have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect, as we could see those storms move in a little bit later this morning. We do have that until 10 a.m., so make sure you are still staying weather alert. And if you don't have to travel this morning, do not. We do have a lot of flooded roadways across the area.
There you go. Don't travel this morning if you don't have to. I know personally, you know, I came in on Burgess over I-110. That's kind of where I drive from. Where I was, it was okay. It was clean.
It was. Okay.
It was clear.
I know it was flooded.
But Candy, you came in Fairfield way. And
yeah, I did. And that Tom Thumb, or I'm sorry, the Cumberland Farms that's at New Warrington. Oh my gosh. Like the power was out and it looks like part of their gas station top thing was sheared off.
Okay.
And right. That whole side was just without electricity, but you're running into a lot of lights. Like I texted Andrew on the way in and I left early.
Yeah.
Because I like to eat. And I was like, oh, I didn't know it was this bad. And yeah, lots of flooded roadways. I was able to get through everywhere. It's so fun. The thing the traffic screen is showing is like debris on the roadway on I-10. And I bet there is debris everywhere. I saw debris everywhere. Is it okay if I just do a traffic break real
quick? Yeah, absolutely.
Lillian, it looks like it's backed up near the water. It looks like we're having a busy traffic day. And I know that's not the case necessarily, although everybody on the road's going a lot slower, and maybe that is good. Fairfield is showing some problems just off and on all the way through. Highway 98 near Blue Angel Parkway, it looks like it's backed up on Highway 98 in both directions. Sorrento Road is backed up too. Just like right in the middle, it's these odd spaces. You'll run into where there's a light. Of course, the lights are just.
Just got a. I was literally answering the phone while you were talking.
Uh-huh. And what
it says between Blue Angel and Fairfield on Lillian Highway is about an inch and a half of rain across the road flowing.
That's what it is. That makes sense. Yeah. And the areas I didn't take 9th Avenue. I should have gotten up and driven around, but. The last time I did that in 2014, I lost my car. I had a nightmare about that, too. I was still married to Ray. It was awful. Okay. Roads. and if you have something, please text it in 437-1620 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Yeah. So, you know, the standard advice applies here, which is with that much rain, just take some extra time.
Avoid the
careful.
Areas that are prone to flooding.
Avoid, you know, the areas that are prone to flooding. Now, I will say this. I think both of our counties and the city have done a lot in the last few years since 2014 to make flooding be mitigated. So there is a lot of areas that are better that would have been so much worse, you know, had this same level storm happened without all that work being done.
It looks like the beach road's closed, too.
Yeah,
Via
de Luna, I wasn't sure about that. Gulf Breeze last night shut down Gulf Breeze Parkway east and west between Daniel and Hoffman. So that came at, that was a 12:11 last night, that note came in. So just as you get out and about this morning, you know, be careful, allow extra time, and I wouldn't be surprised if the thing that might be flooded really is. And then again, there's going to be some places that are completely open, you know, and obviously drive carefully with your, you know, when you can with your high beams on so you can see any debris that's in the road. Don't drive over stuff that's going to damage you or your car. So just be careful this morning. Terrible storm night last night. 519 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're in the market for selling or buying your home, Christina Leavenworth is fantastic at this. I always talk about her because she really is. And one of the things about her that it might surprise you, but kind of it shouldn't. You know, it's a little counterintuitive, but maybe it's not, is she'll tell you if now is not the right time or if your situation's not right or if renting is better, you know, for you. If maybe renting is better, then she'll tell you that. I know that because I was watching one of her Instagram stories the other day where she said, you know, for some people in this circumstance and this circumstance and this circumstance, renting makes more sense. Now, why would a realtor tell you to rent? Because her goal in life is to help you understand your situation and make good decisions. And if good decision for you means don't buy, well, she'll tell you that, which, you know, it may seem like a little thing, but what that means is, you know, sometimes people get really emotionally worked up about like getting this house no matter what. And if she thinks that the price is inappropriate, you know, she will tell you that. Now, it's all ultimately your decision, right? But she will tell you, you know, hey, I think that price is too high. The house really isn't worth that much. That's the kind of advice you want from somebody when you're buying or selling a home. So, Christina Leavenworth, I'm just telling you, you know, we need to buy again. We need to sell again. You know, obviously, we work with her. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Reinke Realty, 723-9158.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled? Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
Do you struggle with occasional nerve aches in your hands or feet? Try Nervive Nerve Relief from the world's number one nerve care company. Nervive tablets contain alpha-lipoic acid to relieve nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort, plus B-complex vitamins to support healthy nerve function as you age. Live life with less nerve discomfort with Nervive Nerve Relief. Learn more at NerviveHealth.com. And try Nervive Pain Relieving Cream to block nerve pain signals at the source. Use as directed.
We're committed to providing you with the latest and most accurate information during hurricane season. So tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest updates and stay safe.
Taking a quick look at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, I don't know what to say about this storm because it just seems to never end. It is still hanging out over the southern half of Escambia County. You know what I wonder? Remember the other day when that, like, basically that fireball storm that hit Crestview? It was terrible.
That was the last thing I thought about before I went to sleep, so thank you.
And I was thinking, well, lucky for us, we got nothing. Well, this is one of those where, like, we got it all, and the people in, you know, basically Century, I think we're probably like, I don't know what all the fuss is all about. You know, and nothing going on here. Because, you know, and by the way, we'd had weird weather the day before. This is the Wednesday night storm. I remember my wife and I, we go out for a walk every night. And we're out walking, and it's like, you know, 80 in Florida, right? You know, it's 85. It was just, you know, we're walking. And then all of a sudden, it's like God turned the air conditioner on.
I mean, it was nice and cool.
It was blowing cold at us. I'm like, in the world, this is probably not a good thing, you know, like when it changes that fast. It feels really good right now, but that is probably not a good thing for the weather. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, hold on. Before I give you the news headlines, wow, that storm was insane last night. Did you see all that lightning?
Oh, yeah.
Alan Strum last night was talking, he was saying, and this was right, when it started, thousands of lightning strikes. That was like within the first hour. And then it just kept going.
I had ones where, you know, you do the kid game, right? You know, you see the flash and then you count one, two, three.
Right.
It's a mile.
Five, like on Poltergeist.
And then last night I had it was like, I'm like, oh. And I went out and looked and I'm like, is there a fire? You know, because we have woods behind our house and several of those where I was like, well, that is right on top of us. So my goodness. Anyway, go ahead, David.
Well, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken traveling to Beijing over the weekend. Blinken's trip marks a rare high-level meeting between the U.S. and China during a period of heightened tension. His visit will hopefully help pave the way for additional meetings, including a one-on-one potentially between President Biden and Xi Jinping. Texas Governor Greg Abbott deployed state emergency resources following a tornado that devastated the town of Perryton there, and that storm left a trail of damage throughout the town, leaving at least three people dead and dozens injured. Pope Francis back at the Vatican. He's been discharged from the hospital in Rome. The 86-year-old recovering still from abdominal surgery. He left the hospital in a wheelchair yesterday. On his way out, he spoke with his well-wishers and medical staff who'd gathered at the entrance to say goodbye.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. By the way, do we have a confirmation of a tornado yet? I thought I heard.
Well, so Channel 3 is reporting that it was a tornado that knocked a tree down on that house on Coker Lane. Yeah, okay. Coker Lane. But I haven't seen anything officially from the National Weather Service saying that it was a tornado. But Channel 3 generally would have that right.
So. All right, gotcha. And I know a lot of times a tornado is not officially designated until after because they come by and they do the investigation and all of that. So, okay, fair enough, though. 437-1620. By the way, if you see an area that is especially bad or dangerous or, you know, trees down, I'm guessing that the county and the city got out pretty early to try to evaluate and move, you know, as much as they could. So I'm assuming a lot of things have been cleared even already early this morning. But if you see something, please feel free to text us in at 437-1620. We'll let everybody know if there's a dangerous area or if the lights are out or whatever, because as Candy's doing her traffic reports all morning, she'll let you know.
And I'll be as diligent as I can. There was a fire on the beach last night because of the storm, too. Escambia County made it out there, put it out.
I'm looking at the wind map here, and it's odd, okay? Because all of the wind is, it's kind of moving east across our area, kind of meandering across the coast. It's almost like the wind patterns are following the coastline from Biloxi over to Panama City, except that right at the Fort Walton area, there is a giant disruption in the pattern that goes out, I don't know, maybe 100 miles. And it just looks like all the wind gets stuck in this, it almost looks like a crevice. I mean, it's a weird way to describe it, but it's like if you're watching something go, 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 and then all of a sudden it's all sucked into a crevice and goes north straight at Fort Walton. And then once it gets through there, either passes east or goes north all the way up into like Dothan and Monroeville. There's weird stuff going on with the weather this morning, even still. So when Brooke Richardson says, you know, hey, stay off the roads if you can do it, stay off the roads. And certainly I would say stay off the water this morning as well. 528 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, great place to buy good quality used cars. And by that, I mean, not just that they have good cars. I mean, that's true. But, you know, a lot of times when you go to a used car dealership, right, there's different kind of levels of used car dealership. Frontier is the kind where they're basically like a dealership, but a year or two after it's brand new. Like, that's what they specialize in, cars that are 1 or 2 or 3 years old with low miles and great condition and good prices. And then they stand behind those cars. Like, we bought one, and it was a great deal on a car that was a year old, and it's, you know, like new to us, right? And they called us 6 months afterwards to make sure everything was fine. And I'm like, yeah, everything's fine. And they called us a year after we bought the car to make sure everything was fine. And it turned out one of the physical keys didn't work, and they replaced it at their cost, no problem. But they're the ones that called. Like, when we found out the key didn't work, it didn't even cross my mind that what I should do is be like, hey, Mr. Used Car Salesman, you know, can you fix this key for free, you know, 10 months after you sold me this car? Because that seemed absurd to me. It didn't even occur to me. But they called to ask and then offered to do it when they found out, because that's how they do business, because they want you to be thrilled with the car that you got that was sort of almost new at a great price. That way, when you buy from them one time, then you need to come back in 2 years or 10 years or whatever, you want to buy from them again, because I know I will. So Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind that big buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 437-1620, 437-1620. I have not had a chance to watch the meeting, but I had friends tell me that the Milton City Council meeting last night was relatively drama-free. I know, disappointing, but, you know, sometimes. Maybe it's a calm before the storm, right? Because there's going to be several other...
I mean, I guess that's the best. Of course, that's what you want.
No, but there's going to be several other rounds of this meeting where they're going to whittle down from the... I think they had like 9, maybe, is what they wound up coming away with last night, including Ed Spears, who is, he's the assistant city administrator, the economic development director, and several others. And I assume there's going to be drama coming up, okay? Because the Pitchfork Posse folks, they're wanting to have their say. But my suspicion is they thought, well, last night isn't the time. You know, last night's not the time to really bring out the guns, and so we'll see it in the future. But good that it was relatively drama-free.
News. I'm Chris Foster. At least 3 people are killed, dozens injured by a tornado in Perryton, North Texas. About 200 homes are reported to be destroyed.
The devastation was unbelievable. It took a tanker truck and threw it into a pasture. It had all of the lines were knocked down.
Lieutenant Devers speaking to Fox Weather. The town firehouse is destroyed. The fire chief says a trailer park took a direct hit and one person died there. An accused leaker of military secrets could get up to 60 years in prison if convicted.
A federal grand jury in Boston has indicted 21-year-old Jack Teixeira on 6 counts of willful retention and transmission of classified data. Teixeira was a member of the Air National Guard 102nd Intelligence Wing in Massachusetts and is accused of posting classified material to the social media site Discord.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The legal age of consent in Japan has been raised from 13 to 16 years old. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 and News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, it is 73 degrees here in Pensacola. Taking a quick look at our ThreatNet radar to see what's happening, the latest with this storm. It is still hanging out around the southern portion of Escambia County right now. Probably still seeing some rain in the downtown area. Everywhere from Softly Field all the way up to Beulah. Definitely still quite a bit of rain here across the area. And we'll be keeping an eye on the radar and on those weather conditions here as we go today. Reports that one person died last night, another hospitalized. This is, of course, as a result of those storms that hit our area last night. One person was killed when a tornado knocked down a tree into a house that was on Coker Lane, the 500 block of Coker Lane over there in the West Pensacola area. Another person reportedly hurt and taken to the hospital. This is after they were struck by lightning last night during that storm. And that happened on West Mallory Street right now. No update on that person's condition. Not a lot of information on that yet, but we'll let you know as soon as we learn any more. Pensacola Police Department has about 11 job openings right now for officers. And, they were doing some recruiting yesterday. Officers were seen around town conducting mock crime scenes.
Well, the video will show a lot of what we do. Now, this is not what we do every day. It's rare, but it is what we do. A lot of what we do is sit and do paperwork. You know, there's a lot of boring times. It takes a certain individual to become a police officer and then to become a great police officer. You've got to want to do it. It has to be in your heart. And if it's not, then you probably won't last long in this profession.
And that's PPD spokesman Mike Wood. And he says they were out making a recruiting video yesterday to post on their website and social media. He says officers with no experience start out at about $44,000 a year with the opportunity to make more working off-duty and overtime events. The Blackwater Correctional Facility in Milton also hiring, and they're partnering with career source Escarosa for a hiring event next week. Available positions range from certified correctional officers, academic and vocational instructors, LPNs, and substance abuse counselors.
They have training programs for individuals that are not certified as corrections officers, but some of the positions they have available do not require a certification.
And that event happening next Thursday from 9 to 3 at Career Source Escarosa's Pensacola office on North 9th Avenue. Florida's governor speaking out about an event to celebrate Pride Month at the White House that, he says, turned sour. Ron DeSantis calling out the Biden administration after trans activists were seen flashing their breasts on the White House lawn.
And I think even the White House had to acknowledge it was inappropriate. But I would ask them, if it is inappropriate to do that, the White House, which I certainly think it is, why do you want to have that curriculum jammed into a second grader's classroom? That's what you're always talking about.
And 3 days after that incident, a White House spokesperson announced that transgender female Rose Montoya was banned from the White House, calling the behavior, quote, inappropriate and disrespectful. It is 534 News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are seeing some heavy rainfall across the area still this morning. Flash flood warnings in effect. We do have a high today near 90 degrees. More rain possible as we go later on into the day. Another possibility of severe storms. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. Rain chance will continue for Saturday. 60% chance of rain with a high near 91. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
All right. And looking again at our ThreatNet radar, I'm seeing still one long string of storms, and this is going to be going all the way from Spanish Fort to Beulah and then down all the way basically into the bay, hitting like Pensacola Beach, Fort Pickens, that area there. So a lot of rain all along that little stretch there. Also seeing some rain over to the east of the Pensacola International Airport from from 90, basically, along the waterfront there. So we'll keep watching these storms and see what happens with all of that today. 73 degrees right now in Pensacola, 71 in Gulf Breeze, 71 in Milton. Your next news at 6, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru Boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure, and the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey, so grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Red Tail Live presents a multimedia experience that's out of this world. Laser Invasion. Suit up for a fantastical journey through the multimedia cosmos of our imagination. Powered by a full battery of high-tech lasers, state-of-the-art lighting, out-of-this-world video, and concert-quality sound. Laser Invasion. Featuring the music of David Bowie, Queen, The Police, Portishead, Soundgarden, and more.
Coming to the Sanger Theater on June 22nd. Get your ticket at Ticketmaster.com.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
It's summertime, and that means it's barbecue time. So for the best selection of meats, it's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. From baby back ribs to Wagyu brisket, pork butts and shoulders, to chicken and all types of exotic meats to put on the grill. At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find meat rubs and spices, as well as a large selection of fine wine, cheeses, and great deli items to add to your summer cookout fun. Call ahead for your sandwich pickups, too. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. It's a great place to meet up and wine all you want. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, on the west side of Pensacola.
Text alerts are a great way to stay informed and connected. They're quick, easy, and convenient.
So what are you waiting for?
Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Good morning, 5:40 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Again, just be aware this morning, the storm continues. It just kind of seems to not be willing to go away, and it is certainly pretty bad out in the Gulf, so I wouldn't be getting on any boats this morning. But, you know, everything south of I-10 is either under getting rain or at risk of getting rain kind of ongoing. And, you know, we got, I hate to tell you this, but there's more coming, so it's, you know, it's not over.
Be careful for areas that are prone to flooding. Yep. Sanders Beach took a huge hit.
Yep.
Right near the Ore House. I'm like, oh, please be fine.
We've got standing / flowing water in Lillian Highway between Blue Angel and Fairfield, we were told by a listener. So,
and then on the other side of Fairfield as well.
Oh,
it's worse.
Of course.
Drove right into water. So, God, be careful today.
Yesterday. So, in other news. Yesterday, we had a chance to talk to Wes Moreno. He is the county administrator for Escambia County. Wes, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. It's great to be here this morning.
Great to have you. Okay, we got a lot of big news to get to, but there has been no bigger news in Escambia County in the last couple of weeks than the pigs. The pig story, to my way, this is a biblical, almost like Jesus casting demons into the legion of pigs kind of. Tell this story because it's amazing.
So 3 or 4 weeks ago, this started with communication from an individual in the Cottage Hill area of Escambia County, which is just north of Cantonment. And they were running what they deemed to be a swine rescue. And they communicated that, listen, and we've had previous communications with this group before. And but they called and communicated to John Robinson, said, listen, I'm fixing to have some medical stuff going on, and so I'm giving you all these pigs. Well, like I said, we don't want the pigs. We're not going to take the pigs. That's not what we do. And I said, well, on this particular day, that's it. So we're going to stop feeding them. And so when you stop feeding them, what they do is they break out and they start rummaging through the neighborhoods and the streets looking for food, of course. And so John Robinson got in gear, and he started communicating with all of his partners throughout the southeast and other places, and communicated with our livestock officer, and we found some places in Alabama. And so they started loading them up and moving them over to Alabama. And we thought initially 250-ish. Turns out it was 608-ish.
I like how your census numbers are a little fluid.
Yeah. And some of those were, and they didn't have like 6 or 7 Razorbacks involved in this. And so it was, it's one of those things. And I said on the dice, we run into things that just hit you out of nowhere like this.
Yeah.
That you have to react to and respond to. But they did a great job. John stayed calm. He's very well respected in his area of expertise and has numerous contacts throughout the country, even.
For people who don't know, John Robinson is the director of animal services. He runs the shelter. Go ahead. People may not know the name.
Yeah, so he was able to coordinate this move. Those guys, they worked hard to accomplish this. They're already understaffed. They're struggling right now with staffing issues there at animal services. But they were successful, and it was had a good ending.
So two questions that I had. First of all, actually three. Somebody told me we sent pigs down to the Everglades. Is there any truth to that?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, all to Alabama. Okay. Second question is, how big of a, I don't know, area are we talking about? Did they have like a farm with a fence, or was it just a big, like wilderness area? Like, how did they have them in the first place?
It was a large acreage area. I'm not sure the exact acreage, but it was a large acreage area. And I don't know how they came about all these pigs.
Okay.
Some of them were, some of them were pot-belly half-breed pigs. And they're really not the kind of, they're not the compart Duroc pig that you cook ribs out of. That wasn't those kind of pigs.
Oh, because that was my first thought is how hard can it be to get rid of bacon, but
Yeah. Well, it wasn't exactly that kind of quality pig, but, anyway.
Okay.
We dealt with them and we got them moved.
And 10 days, right? It took 10 days to do all this.
About 10 days.
Kind of talk about the unheralded work of the of the county, right? That's just amazing. 600 plus
Absolutely.
Pigs.
Absolutely.
Well, I just wanted to make sure people heard that story because it's funny, but it's also like, weird problems that come up as a result of somebody thinking they're doing a good thing over time, and then all of a sudden, things change. So one thing is you've been working on the budget. Where are you in that process?
We are balanced. We have a balanced budget. It has been a long iteration. It is a large budget. It'll be about a $700 million budget.
Wow.
I've met with every department director. I've met with myself and Stefan and some of his staff. We've met with every single department director and their finance person. We've gone through every line item in every department, and it's been a lot of work. I think our directors did a fantastic job in their requests. Nobody submitted anything crazy. They were all very realistic and very even keeled in their requests. And so I appreciate their cooperation, their effort. Just did a great job. But we're balanced, and so we'll start buttoning up and putting budget books together and doing the things that we have to do, and we'll be ready for July to present that budget.
I don't know the great way to ask this question, but in the past, we have budgeted for positions that we were unable to fill, a lot of positions that were like hundreds of positions that we were unable to fill, and it always seemed to me like that was kind of a problem for the budget. And, you know, how much of that gap has been closed where you just aren't budgeting for those positions and therefore the budget can be reduced, but it's not, you're not really getting rid of people. You're getting rid of the openings for people that never turned up anyway. Does this question make sense?
Yeah. So, you know, this time last year we had over 400 vacancies. I think we've been able to cut that to around 300, vacancies, maybe a little less than that. Out of those, 156 of those positions early on in the budget process were positions that actually affected the general fund. And those are the ones that we were looking at, the ones that affected the general fund, the ones affected Fund 175, which is the gas tax.
Okay.
So we were looking at those positions. So there are some of those that we eliminated.
Okay.
There are some that we did not fund. We're not going to, you know, they're there, but we're not going to fund them.
Right.
And some of the directors said, well, listen, we're okay not funding them, but we'd hate to lose them. Because honestly, once you lose a position, it's hard to get it back. And you got to remember that a lot of our departments, like Public Works,
Corrections.
They're budgeted the same amount of folks and corrections. That's forever. Since 2002, we've not increased personnel in some of these departments. And so, you know, it's easy to cut positions, but it's hard to get them back. So we're not funding them. And then in fire and EMS, we've increased positions.
Right.
At 18, we're budgeting for an increase anyway, of 18 positions in EMS because we have new trucks coming in, and 21 positions in fire because we want to add some paid fire structure there in Molino and a couple other areas. So we're trying to meet the need there in public safety.
And pay raises and for the lieutenants safety. Going now, right, too? Isn't that finally in?
Yeah, that is in. That is in effect now, so it will continue to be part of the budget.
Good.
You know, we're working hard to balance the budget, but also improve areas that we know need improvement and get better and better in some of those areas.
I wanted to ask you, we've got a good news note coming up. I'll get to that in a second. But any progress on OLFA meetings, conversations, anything there that we ought to know about?
Actually, there's a meeting today. There's a meeting this morning over at the Central Office Complex. D.R. Horton and Sterling are coming in, and myself and Allison Rogers and development services staff and engineering staff and traffic staff. We'll all get in the room and we'll meet and we have some questions, and I know they have plenty of questions, and we'll just kind of see where we land at and what the outcome is.
All right, so I'm one day early for the question. Fair enough, because tomorrow would be the "Hey, what happened?" kind of question. tomorrow, we're opening up a new boat ramp in Perdido, right?
Absolutely, yep. That's a good news thing. It's been a lot of hard work involved in that. We got some restore money in there, a lot of grant money involved in that project, and it's a it'll be a good project, a big project there in District 1, and I know it'll be, when it gets completed, it'll really be a great asset for the citizens there.
Very cool. And I'm going to just take 10 seconds to bend your ear about something that you and I had talked about previously before, but Commissioner May was talking about how good it is to have these students, especially all of the interns that y'all have working for you, that they can ride the bus for free because of that, you know, provision to let kids ride the bus for free. And I'll just put one more plug in for, I think we ought to try an experiment where we let the buses be for free for everybody and then do a route study and then reconfigure and let the buses be for free and do a route study in order to find out, you know, what is really the best ideal version of the buses when there's no constraints on people using them other than, you know, whether they can get on them or not. So, I mentioned it to you before, but I'm reminding that I'd love to see us try something like this.
Well, there's always some talk about that idea. It does get quite a bit of conversation. And,
oh, great.
And you will also see the results of a route study coming to the board possibly in July, maybe first part of August.
Oh, okay. All right. I know it's been in the process. Okay.
Yeah, we're kind of going through that right now as well.
Very cool. Well, Wes Moreno, he is responsible for running Escambia County at the direction of the Board of County Commissioners. He is the county administrator. Wes, thanks for all that you do. Thanks for all that your people do. Thanks for the entertaining and amazing story of the pigs this week, sir. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. We'll see you, Andrew.
And oh, by the way, I think Channel 3 had followed up on the story, and they got a picture of the— It's not enticing. Like, it's not, oh, gee, there's a bunch of pigs that we can— No, it just looks like a whole bunch of brown and filthy pigs running around. So, but, you know, it is a lot of them. I would say it that way. It was a lot of them. 437-1620, 437-1620. If you've got a car that needs repair, Bobby Likas Auto Service, they'll take care of you. Whether it's an import, like a Porsche, Mercedes, Benz, a Genesis, Jaguar, Audi, BMW, Lexus, they work on those all the time. You don't have to go to the dealership, especially if the dealership is far away, like across the water in Mobile, and it costs more. Don't have to do that. Go to Bobby Likas Auto Service. They take care of diesel engines. Same thing. Not everybody does. They do. Your domestics, your runaround, whatever the case may be, they'll take care of it. And here's the thing. Don't wait till it's broken. Take it to them when it's healthy so they can make sure it's going to stay healthy, do the routine preventative maintenance, and you don't have to pay for the big expensive things. Like, that's the idea. It's in their website name, carclinicservice.com, like a healthcare clinic for your car. Named a 2021 Carfax top-rated service center, 4.5 average reviews or above. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. Candy, do you want to do a traffic for folks?
Sure. Yeah, we're saying certainly avoid areas that are prone to flooding water, like that area of 9th Avenue, that area. Now, we do have, of course, traffic lights out all over New Warrington and Chiefs Way in Pensacola, the one near the McDonald's. It looks like that is out or flashing. I-10 westbound, mile marker 13, heavy flooding interstate westbound from Davis Highway to Highway 29. So watch for flooding on the roadway on I-10. Scenic Highway near that exit, I-10 eastbound, traffic light is out. So use caution there. It looks like we have another, okay, New Warrington and Chiefs Way. We got that Michigan and North W Street in Pensacola. I am showing a vehicle crash with a roadblock this morning. And as I was driving in, and I take Fairfield in and I go onto the interstate, there were policemen, it looked like they were directing traffic right near the interchange on Fairfield, near that gas station before you go on to what becomes 9th Avenue. In that area, just be careful and leave early because you're not going to be able to get around everywhere. Saw some trees down, saw some flooding areas, and careful. And certainly if you see anything, let us know. 437-1620 so we can get it out there as your traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you've got any kind of a plumbing issue, leak, drip, weird sound in the wall, or, you know, something happened because of the rain last night, Barberry Plumbing, they'll come out and they'll take care of you. Flat rate pricing by the job, not by the hour. Whatever it is, you know, plumbing things don't fix themselves. Call the experts. 477-8782 for Barberry Plumbing.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops. And they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Today, at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, join Mike Dyson, the owner of Anytime Fitness on North 9th Avenue, to learn how you can have a gym membership that fits your life. From convenience, training, and tools, community and support, Anytime Fitness is here to help you meet your fitness goals. The friendly staff will help you get started with a customized plan. Listen today at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, 1211, a radiant, energetic, and dynamic pop R&B band with a vast range of cathartic and dance-worthy songs, warm vocals, an infectious groove, and fresh sound. This week at Bands on the Beach, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
News Radio Pensacola, A great blend of information from local government authorities, local news, businesses, and provocative discussions with great hosts.
Let me just say that Rambo is the best combat vet I've ever seen. A pure fighting machine with only a desire to win a war that someone else lost. And if winning means he has to die, he'll die. No fear, no regrets.
So I will tell you in advance, this one came so late in the news cycle that I didn't even get a chance to fit it into the Transgressor ceremony this week. Oh, but don't worry. We'll take care of it eventually. Johns Hopkins University, you know, a medical school, right? A relatively famous medical school, Johns Hopkins University, has put forward a new definition of being lesbian. You ready? Okay, the new definition for being lesbian, according to Johns Hopkins, a medical school. I can't help but emphasize this enough. They said, you ready? The LGBTQ glossary they have provided, lesbian, sexual orientation, a non-man attracted to non-men. While past definitions refer to lesbian as a woman who is emotionally, romantically, and or sexually attracted to other women, this updated definition includes non-binary people who may also identify with the label. So now the term woman doesn't even exist? A woman is merely a non-man?
No.
So listen, because a gay man is a man who is emotionally, romantically, sexually, affectionately, or relationally attracted to other men, or who identifies as a member of the gay community. So people criticized them and said, you realize you, A, deleted the word woman, and B, defined women entirely by them simply being not men. Their answer, oh, crap. And they deleted it because they need more study. Oh, my goodness. Trying so hard. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, we had our storms. Now forecasters predicting a scorching heat wave for the weekend. The National Weather Service says there could be record-breaking heat index temperatures possible all the way from Texas to Florida. They say the feels-like temperatures could hit 115 degrees in some areas.
In some areas of Florida?
It just says some areas, so who knows. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency says the situation at Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant is serious but stabilizing. He told reporters this week that the destruction of a dam earlier this month threatened the water supply for the power plant. And Spotify apparently ending its podcast deal with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. A statement from Harry and Meghan's company says they've mutually agreed to part ways. Apparently that podcast was voted best podcast at the People's Choice Awards last December. That was probably only because that was before this show was being podcasted. It's my guess.
That's right. By the way, we're getting notes here on this. Lillian Highway near Blue Angel is just a big stinking hot mess. Cars stranded in the road in the standing water. So
that's
please,
blocks.
I would avoid that area entirely if that's possible. Avoid that area entirely. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.